Oh, hi, Big Friday.
Bonjour, Senor Vader.
Well, bonjour.
Bonjour. You look fabulous in your señorita dress and your kimono.
Oh, and Olay?
And, you know, and your lederhosen.
Ah.
And you know,
I don't know what you're. I don't know where you're going.
You don't?
With this. No. Is it because it's Halloween?
No.
Is it? I mean, oh, I thought you had seen a preview of my Halloweeny costume.
No, and no one wants to see your Halloweeny.
Oh, well, maybe someone does. I don't. But
well,
probably not.
Okay,
probably
maybe,
not.
Maybe the jar.
Maybe.
No, it's United Nations Day, and
okay.
No one brings all the nations together
like Larry H. Vader,
like the Big Fatty. And the Larry H. Vader.
It's true.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader, and this is your show,
Larry Vader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his hall of friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Freddy!
I'm
Freddy!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
no. Little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, October 24th, 2022, in the very busy year of Miss Dolly Hertichula Vatry.
Very busy.
Mm-hmm. I am one of your hosts, Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even when we have to record a day early.
He tricked you there. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
It's Gay Crema Month. He tricked you. You thought he was going to get it right.
Well, I always do, but he gets it wrong every time. It's V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. And with me is the Vision and Olive himself. Not the Vision and Olive, but it's Merc Friday, everyone.
Actually, I'm the Vision and Drab.
Well,
not drab.
Thank God. Because if ever the Zoom camera comes on and you're in drag, well, we're going to pause the recording because I'm going to have to get in the jalopy and come right over to have you committed to the retirement
for an intervention.
Home. Correct.
Okay, I couldn't help but notice there's no lurking figure behind you.
There is no lurking figure behind me because this weekend, as we record the show, we're recording early because I have some things to do on Sunday. But the jar is up on a salsa making trip up in the New York City. I know, y'all. He's texting left and right. They're out sightseeing. Last I saw, they were sleeping on the grass in Washington Square Park. But they're out and about having fun, and that's why we all go
honking
on vacation.
Some bobos,
probably
having a cocktail or two.
Oh, they've had a lot of cocktails. I got a tip a tap last night, and I was like, I'm gonna reply to this, but I think you should probably go to bed. He was like, I am a little bit drunk, right. And I was like, yeah. So anyway. Yeah, they're off having a good time this weekend. So,
we're recording early because...
Oh, I just have to go see the hat. Father Hat is having a hatty sort of event. And y'all, he needs someone to do some things around the house. So on on Sunday, I'm off. I'm getting in the jalopy first thing Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, and off to the... off to Hatville, and I just don't think I'll be back before Big Fatty would be in bed. So,
right.
Yeah, but I got to get back at some point because I got to pick the jar up from the airport at 10 p.m. in the evening.
Oh, I know.
Deliver him back to his pantry and,
well,
yeah.
You know, your house, the Veda family compound, is much closer.
It surprisingly is much closer to the area of Puerto Yala. I picked him up Friday morning, at 11:30 a.m. in the morning, so barely the morning, to drive him to the area of Puerto. And I was just chatting. I was like, good Lord, we're not there yet. Y'all, I'm spoiled living so close to the area of Puerto.
It's true.
We had to take the freeway to get to the airport.
Ooh.
I know.
You know. You're so close to the area of Puerto, you could almost require them not to serve peanuts on the planes because of your nut allergy.
Oh, I don't have a nut allergy. But, yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm sure the jar is delighted to hear that.
Ha-ha. I believe what I meant to say was... Yeah, I'm sure that does make him happy. It was really an uneventful week, y'all. The coal mine was a shit show all week, which isn't to be unexpected.
So it was a standard week.
Right. And y'all, I took Friday morning off since I was taking the jar to the airport. But I do have a jar.
Some breaking news. Jar update.
We don't have a sound for the jar update. So breaking news. Y'all, we have confirmed that the main culprit in the Vader Hive situation was, in fact, the jar's laundry detergent.
Ah!
Yeah. I you know, frequently am at the pantry, but I don't often, you know, I don't stay the night very
you
often.
You don't have a pajama potty.
Right. I call them sleepovers. We don't frequently have sleepovers on weeknights because, you know, like we're adults. Speaking of that's extra special, Chris. I was like, speaking of the jar, but that's extra special, Chris. But I don't frequently have sleepovers just because I don't want to go to the coal mine broken out in hives. And two, y'all, he gets up early. He goes to that CrossFit at like 6 o'clock in the morning or 5:30 in the morning or something. I don't know. It's a lot.
Ooh.
And he's always like, you can stay in bed. And then when I come back, I'll wake you up. And y'all, I'm sorry, but when somebody's getting up and getting ready to CrossFit at 5 o'clock in the morning, well, it wakes you up. So, fat people, they like a lot of things, food being number one, but a very close second is sleep. So,
I thought you were going to say sex.
Oh, yeah, that's good too, but sleep before that. Food before sleep. So you kind of see a fat person's priorities here, but.
Yes.
Lord, y'all. Oh, so, but we, on Thursday night, y'all, quite honestly, we just fell asleep. We were watching TV and we both fell asleep. So I was like, I'm just going to stay. And I woke up Friday morning and I was A-okay. So we're very happy to report that Big Fatty's laundry detergent has saved the day.
Oh, he used my laundry detergent.
I believe so. Because, you know, he had to do the laundry to get ready for the big boys trip to the New York City. So
now, did he utilize the coupon?
I don't. Well, no, he hasn't bought more yet, though he was very excited about the coupon. And I said, well, but you have to understand the coupon is special this week because it's buy one, get one free. And if you just get one, it's half off. And then you get the coupon. But he just, you know,
he couldn't wrap his head around that.
Well, he was just like, that seems complicated. So I'm just going to
sit it'll on be my on coupon. Sale again.
Right. Well, right. And, you know, but. Y'all, he flies back Sunday night, and he leaves again on Wednesday. So you're not going to hear the jar on next week's little show either. He's very busy. I know.
Now, next Sunday, when we record, I will have just returned from a hard knock life.
Does that mean you're going to see the matinee of Annie?
It is true.
Okay. Well, I was like, I'm just going to go with the most obvious thing here. Is this part of your little, you and Derwood have the little tickets?
The best of Rockefeller Center or something like that. I don't know. What is that? what is that street that all the theaters are on?
Broadway?
Anyway. Yeah, that one.
Uh-huh. So it's the best of Broadway. So, but I don't understand. Why are you going to see Annie then?
Right.
Right. I don't. Yeah. Y'all, that's some old-timey Broadway right there. I know it's back, and I know it's, you know, for a new generation. But y'all, did y'all who are approximately a Vader age, were you forced to watch? Don't you remember when Annie the movie came out and y'all, it was on everything? And, oh, my parents loved to make me watch that stupid movie. Ugh. Mm. It was awful. Well, wait,
maybe when you go to Hatville on Sunday, you can make them watch it.
Right, right. Yeah, I don't know what the plan is other than Father Hat. You know, he restores the classic cars, and he doesn't drive, he's decided, anymore. And so they all need to be driven. So there's some sort of plan for me to drive them around the block to, you know, to put some, to, you know, charge the batteries and, you know, get the oil moving.
That's like coming to check on Ruby Red.
It's true. It's true. Except their block is about 5 miles to go around the block. Oh. But that's probably a good thing since they've been sitting for months. So y'all, we're gonna take out the classic Chevrolet Reds, and they're all red.
Or how about nothing similar?
No, similar. It's all classic. Well, I'm not sure how original they are, so they probably are classic Chevrolet Reds or similar. But yeah, so we're gonna go
to some
around.
Of the parts are or similar.
Right. Correct. So yeah, we're gonna do that. But
so you're basically a bachelorette this weekend and next weekend.
I am. And now next weekend, the jar is going to be gone from Wednesday through Monday. Y'all, he's coming back on Halloween. And I said, well, you know, I may go to Big Fatty's to hand out the candy. We have not, you know. And by hand out the candy, I mean watch Big Fatty hand out the candy
and eat a nugget plate.
Right. And I said, so I guess you could just come right there. And he's like, well, I won't have showered for 5 days. And I said, well, I guess you just can't come right there. I said,
is he going camping or something?
Some sort of music festival, which is involved sleeping in his car. I don't really know. I still don't quite understand it. I didn't ask for the name of it or the link, but he's going to go with friends, have a good time. But y'all, I believe
it's an offshoot of Burning Man. It's called Stinky Man.
Right, right. He's like, well, we're gonna have a camp shower, and I was like, okay. I mean, he can do what he wants. If he wants to go and have fun, good. But y'all, I'm gonna be around the Jar Cave a lot next week because y'all, he has the kitty cat. You know, her name is Plum, and so Plum and I are gonna have
Prune.
A girls' week.
I almost said you got to go check on Miss Prune.
Right. Well, Miss Prune, I believe that's what we'll forever refer to her as. But yes. Miss Prune and I are gonna have a girls' week. You know.
Oh.
Are
you going to put little booties on Miss Prune?
I might. I thought about being really nice and, like, you know, sweeping and mopping and washing his sheets and whatnot and doing all, you know, just the nice
things. All the things that he doesn't do. Is that basically
No, he
it?
Does all that. He does. Oh, okay. But, like, you know, we love to come back to a clean house when we've been gone for five
as opposed
or so
to a soiled house.
It's true. It's true. Okay. Y'all, I've got some more breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Now, last week, we told you about the jar's adventures and changing his oil.
Yes.
And how I saved the day by just telling him he was turning something the wrong way.
Yes.
Well, y'all, I didn't realize this, but he didn't have the correct vessel to put the used oil in, but he had a metal, like, you know, disposable baking tray. He just dumped it in, and he was going to transfer that to the correct vessel. Well, y'all, the baking tray leaked.
Mm.
So it dripped oil all over his porch.
Mm.
So there's been an incident, basically.
Have you had to put down the vomit-scented sawdust?
I brought him some of the special vomit-scented sawdust product to use with it, which he didn't know existed. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, fat people know all about this. So yeah, that was...
He hadn't ever been to a hosiery hop then, huh?
Correct. He's, okay. They didn't do those up in the New Yorks where he grew up. But
well, no, they're busy stomping tomatoes to make salsa.
Ooh.
So yeah, next week's episode will be released on the Halloweeny, and it's very exciting. But we'll talk more about that.
We'll have our Halloweeny special.
Oh yeah, and you know we're known for our Halloweeny special.
Oh man.
Now speaking
of, I believe you gave the highlight of it in that sound clip.
Right. Basically, y'all, we do have some sad news. Now, Big Fatty, you probably know this.
I probably do.
Yeah, but y'all got the text from. I got the text from Scotty this morning when I finally drug out of bed at 10 a.m. Y'all, his puppy dog, Alan, had to go on to glory. So
he went to the farm in the upstate, so to speak.
Correct. So we want to send our special love and inappropriate touches to Scotty.
As I told Scotty, Alan brought you a lot of joy, and you brought him a lot of joy, and, you know, that's what you need to remember.
Right, and, exactly.
You know.
And like you said, I mean, and Alan was 12 years old, I think he said, so, you know, that's a good time. That's a good life for a puppy dogamist, so.
Well, that's almost as old as you in dog years.
Correct. Well, that's all I got. Are we done yet?
Now, shall we go ahead and do the e-letters and voice letters now?
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, let's do that.
Let's do it.
Okay, well, we've done that.
It ran longer than I expected it to.
Right. Y'all, we didn't have any. You know, you can send us an e-letter, meh@thelfc.online, or if you're really feeling wild and crazy, you could call us.
Oh, we have a voice letter number.
We do. And as soon as I pull it up, you're going to hear it. It's 843-580-2178. And you
what
can send
that spell?
Us nothing. It's okay. Yeah, nothing.
So that's 1-843 nothing.
Nothing. Correct.
Okay.
But that's all I got there. I was trying to think. Y'all, did you listen to the BFO this week? I'm not talking to you, Big Fatty. Yeah.
Oh.
Y'all, it's so sad to hear them go downtown. But
which time?
Well, there were so many of them. I'm a little bit behind on the Archer, but y'all listen. I think I'm two shows behind. But y'all, he has Durwooded. He has just gone right on downtown.
I mean, he is on the express bus downtown.
It's true. But he's out for those nipple walks first thing in the morning. Do we have a young Nicholas update?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, let's just, you know what we're going to do? We're going to text the young Nicholas right now. Just to see.
We're recording a day early. Give us the young Nicholas update.
Okay, so I'm texting him right now that says, hi. Just checking in for the young Nicholas update. Okay, so we'll report back if he replies. So
we'll report back on next week's show.
Right,
when he
did not reply, because I don't reply to him half the time. Y'all, Monday, the day you're hearing this, y'all, it's Big Apple Snack Day, too.
It is,
y'all. The new Mac OS Ventura. It will officially come out for your computers. Very excited about that.
Should I download that?
Well, yeah, I think you should.
Sometimes you tell me wait.
Well, I mean, I don't think waiting is a bad idea, but this one's been a pretty stable beta. And then, I mean, Stable Beta was also my stripper name. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, back in the 1940s. So, also the iPad OS 16 is coming out. And y'all, we have been patiently waiting for that because. Well, you know, in the iMessages, now there are features like the unsend and the edit, but y'all, you can't do that on the OS. Fat Array or whatever version I'm running on the computer or the iPad. Ooh. So we have been patiently waiting for the update, and the 16.1 iOS 16.1 will be out. So update your devices, y'all. There's some great new features coming. So
are there any that I'll understand?
Probably not, but you know, again, I don't think it's a bad idea to go ahead and give her an update. But the 16.1, y'all, it has the iCloud Photos family sharing, and we are very excited about that. So
why?
Amongst other things, because I just because I am. But yeah, I know you don't really use the computers nor the cell phones, but
I can't get some things to work, so it don't matter.
I know, because you're poor Big Fatty.
You know what we can get to work, though?
I'm going to guess.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone. It's that game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day. I tell you if they're dead or alive, but the easy part, the fun part, how you'd know them. So, Big Fatty, who do we got today?
Well, let me just say that the 24th of October, which, you know, 2 months until you have to put your milk and cookies out, okay?
Which we're ready for.
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay.
Not a whole lot.
Oh, well.
So this is going to be a short segment also. Zach Posen.
Zach Posen is alive.
Uh-huh.
Zach Posen is an actor from the noughts, from the 2010s. So yeah, that's all I got.
Okay, Zach Posen is indeed alive, but
he's a fashion designer,
yeah. And he was on Project Runway.
I knew the name. I just needed a moment to process it, y'all. I haven't even showered today. Okay.
Ooh. Neither have I. Huh? Let's just see. Where's the next one? David Nelson.
David Nelson. Well, dead.
Moose and Archer will probably know this one.
Yeah, David Nelson. Dead, y'all. I believe he was one of the original members of the Monkees. So
David Nelson is indeed dead, and you're very close.
I figured.
Very close. He was an American actor, but he was one of Ozzie and Harriet's sons, David and Ricky, on the Ozzie and Harriet show. That was
never seen it.
You know, the old gal knows Ozzie and Harriet. Ozzie and Harriet, so... F. Murray Abraham.
F. Murray Abraham.
Sounds, you know, very biblical, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Y'all, the F. Murray Abraham is dead. And
dead?
He wasn't really known that well in America, but of course he was the host of the BBC radio audio dramas back during World War II.
Was there any specific one that that stood out?
No, because I've never listened to any of them. But,
I just
know these things.
Well, F. Murray Abraham is alive. He's 82 years old.
Oh.
He's an American actor. He was in All the President's Men and Amadeus.
Okay, never seen either of those, but okay.
Right. Okay.
We have time.
Have we got time for one more?
At least 10 more, yes.
Okay, well, I've only got one more.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, Scott Peterson.
Oh, Scott Peterson, alive for now. And he is best known for more than likely killing his late wife. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I chose this one because he is alive. But I chose this one because he is best known as an American murderer.
Yes.
He used to live down there near Dr. Stone in the San Diego.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Not there anymore.
Correct. He's a little, his address changes, shall we say.
I think he's north of San Diego, I believe in the the San Quentin area of California.
I heard it's lovely there.
Lovely, yeah. This time of year, especially.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just lovely. So,
go ahead. Yeah, well, I was going to say, now Big Fatty, now that that's done, I know you just got back from the Havre Hotel as we're recording this. I hope it was lovely. I'm sure you'll tell us about it on your Monday little show.
I will indeed. Because I've got to have a little content there,
right,
too.
Right. Right. But I was just wondering, are there any other big fall trips planned?
No. Well, yes and no. I mean, I'm going to drive over to Hatlanta at some point in December to visit the Hats. And
are they going to come back to Charleston?
No,
with you?
But, you know, I'll just stop by and take a poinsettia to I always used to decorate for my mother. So I'm just going to decorate. I don't go over at Halloween, you know, you don't go to the graveyard at Halloween. Wow. But to see my youngest brother and his wife, and ooh, you know, maybe make a trip over to the Colon Aid with some scoundrels that live over there in the Hatlanta. And then at some other point I'll see my middle brother and his wife up at their lake house in northern Georgia.
Wow.
The South Kakalaki line.
Right, right. Well, then. So. That sounds very exciting.
That's all I have. That's all I have on the agenda. There's nothing. Now, when are you and the jar going to a Dollywood Christmas?
November, I don't know the date right off the top of my head, but y'all, we've got Old Coal Miners Weekend coming up the weekend after Halloween. And so we're going to go, the weekend after that, we're going to go up, hopefully see a little bit of the last of the leaves changing on the way up. Of course, they'll have already changed up there probably. And then, I think it's going to be his first trip to the Dollywood, but we may not go. Y'all, there's something about the jar that I know Big Fatty knows, but I don't think most of you know. And he's very outdoorsy.
Oh, well, right.
So
he's probably be a hike required.
Right. He's more interested in seeing the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, which I agree is phenomenal. So,
and you're more interested in seeing the Great Smoky Treats.
Correct. Correct. But the jar, it's fine because you drive most of the parks, but there are some good hikes. But because of Miss Prune, we can't stay gone all that long because, you know, I can't leave her by herself there at the pantry. So I think we're going to probably on this trip just do the park and some general Gatlinburg-esque sightseeing.
Oh, yeah.
I know. And maybe have a few beverages. And then maybe the next trip we will go to Dollywood. But y'all,
Maybe y'all can go to the casino.
Oh,
that way.
Yeah, I don't know. We're not going to be on that side of the mountains, but I don't know how he feels about the casino. I mean, I know he likes the casino, but like, I don't know how he'd feel about that casino. So,
or just let him know it's the Indian casino.
Ah, right. Well, that's very different than every other casino. Right, right. That's very different than every other casino in the United States. But yeah, so that's kind of the plan.
Oh,
but we'll go back.
It would never come.
Yeah, me either. We'll go back up to the Dollywood maybe when it's not so cold. Cause y'all, if you go to Dollywood when it's like cold at night,
have some hot toddies.
You gotta have a lot of them, and that just sucks the fun right out of everything.
Have you been to Dollywood at the Chromaton?
I have. I went Chroma 2020 to the Dollywood.
Okay.
And that's how I know
it's... Do they have, like, special hot chocolates with Lekka in it or something?
No. They don't have anything good like that. Yeah, they just... I mean, they do have some crummy. I mean, they have light displays and trees and parades and all that.
Do you ride the roller coasters?
I can't ride them anymore because of my rectum. So.
Oh, I thought because of you don't fit in the seats.
Oh, well, that's coming soon. So, what if the jar has any issues with
that? I would say the jar probably has more of a difficult time. You know, those big legs.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know, speaking of big legs, have you had to think about a acorn stair lift
to get up to my movie room? Yeah,
to get up to your movie room.
Yeah, not yet.